Now, with me in our studio here this morning, I have Joseph Scanlon. He is a student, a TY student of presentation at Milltown, and he has been running a campaign and is running an online petition which is making the case for more communication and less rote learning in the classroom and looking for a change, a fundamental change in the way Irish is being taught and assessed in our schools. The online petition has now reached 2,000 signatures. Joseph, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Hi, how are you?
Tell me, first of all, we talked to you about this before when you launched this campaign. Why do you want these changes? What do you want to change about the way Irish is taught?
Well, so at the moment it's not taught well. That's the main thing I want to change, to be honest. So it's based right now on learning off essays and regurgitating them for exams. That's not the way a language should be taught. It's not the way any other language is taught in our schools. French, German, Spanish is taught a lot better. It's taught on you start at a basic level in secondary school. So people without like a base level of fluency in the language are okay to start.
You start on your road in first year.
Yeah. Whereas some primary schools don't do as much Irish as others. So then there's like not an equal starting point in secondary school.
And would that solve the problem, just that one particular issue, would that solve the problem that we have of some students coming out of primary school? Maybe Irish is a lower priority, maybe they didn't enjoy the way it was taught in primary school. They're not proficient and they're going into first year. They're taking on all these new subjects, including other languages, by the way, and they're able to start at a base with those subjects. They're not left behind by Irish and then kind of saying, you know what, I'll just try and do the minimum and get a pass in Irish down the line. That's not my priority. I'm going to focus on other subjects I'm doing better at.
Yeah, like, I think that would definitely help anyway. If you started from a base level in first year, like, there's people in certain schools at the moment that, like, don't have a base level of Irish. They've just been coasting by memorising paragraphs without knowing what they mean. Like, the way it's assessed is your fluency in the language is not assessed. It's your memory and how much information you can intake and regurgitate for the exams. If you start at the base level in first year, you'd be able to make up your own essays, which is the way you should be able to speak Irish. You should be able to make up your own conversations, your own essays, your own paragraphs, without needing your teacher to make them for you and for you to memorise them. Okay. Obviously, it's not the teacher's fault. They have a curriculum to teach, but
they're going by the way it has always been done.
They're going by, it's like teachers want their students to do well. And the way students do well is by memorising good paragraphs, because that's the way it's assessed. Especially like the Shrap Pictori. We've had the same 20 Shrap Pictori for 20 plus years. So once you go into the Leaving Cert, you just memorise the essays for each Shrap Pictori, and then you know if this one comes up, this is what you say,
this
and you'll
get
full marks for it.
Without fully understanding and without fully having an appreciation for it.
And then, like, if you don't understand, you don't get the grammar rules, and then sentences just come out wrong, like you're not saying what you want to be saying. Whereas if you were taught the grammar rules and the sentence structure in first year, you'd be a lot better off to make your own sentences and to be able to actually speak the language.
Yeah. And that's part of it, I suppose. That's part of the reason why you're doing what you're doing. From that point of view, is any element of it, and you talk about rote learning, I know, and you say the consequences are severe. Students struggle with basic conversation, can't adapt the language to new context, feel frustrated, alienated. Is part of it because, is there an over-concentration on the culture of Irish and what it means to Irish people, or the literature in primary school, that isn't added in maybe at a later on stage, that it can be overwhelming?
I actually think the amount of literature that we have is too much.
Yeah.
Especially for juniors.
We'd call it the Peg Sayers issue.
Yeah.
Not to denigrate Peg Sayers, but Peg Sayers is a figure of, you know, love for a lot of people, but a lot of hate for a lot of people who didn't like Irish as well.
Like, especially for junior cert at the moment, like, the amount of literature you have is insane. And then you go into Leaving Cert and that's just all gone. You're expected to have a level of fluency from that literature that you just don't have going into Leaving Cert.
Yeah. And that is part of it. Okay, how is the petition going?
Petition is going well. Like you said, I'm up to about 2,100 signatures at the moment. which is multiplied by 10 since I was last on.
Yeah.
Brilliant. When I was on last, I was at about 220. So thank you very much for that.
No problem.
Spoken to even more TDs, senators.
Yeah, what's the political reaction been like in decision makers? What have they been saying to you about your campaign?
Well, anyone with actual decision making power hasn't spoken to me. I haven't been able to get a meeting with the department, with the NCCA. What they're basically responding and saying, we're doing enough, which just isn't true, because if they were doing enough, people would actually be able to speak our language. Still asking for meetings from them, but then other TDs, senators, other organisations that deal with Irish language reform absolutely support us.
Yeah.
I went to an event recently called Raisuk up in Dublin. It was ran by Conran the Gaeilge.
Yes, okay.
That went down really well. Got to meet a lot of people with the same kind of views as me.
Do you think there is a groundswell, though, of people? So from what you're saying is there's a groundswell of people who are love the Irish language, want to see it done better, and that they want these changes to happen.
Yeah, like, especially most young people. Like, young people want to be able to learn Irish, but like you said, the way it's taught, it's not a priority for people, because as long as you pass, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if it was an easier subject to learn, people would actually put more effort into it, like your foreign languages, French, Spanish,
and
German.
And they'd come out of school being able to speak the language, which is the goal,
yeah.
The number one goal.
Yeah.
Be able to speak it and use it in daily life.
That should be the goal.
That should be the number one
goal.
The
curriculum. You should be able to speak the language, not do well in your exams.
Yeah.
Obviously, doing well in exams is important. But if the curriculum was based on how well you could speak the language for the exams, it would go down a lot better.
Okay. Brilliant. Joseph, thanks so much for coming into us.
No problem.
Change.org is the website to go to. It is the petition, Revise the Irish Curriculum for a Focus on Language Fluency. It explains brilliantly the issue, what the problems are, as Joseph's been talking to us here, how it's changed, how it's taught, and how that pushes it for some students, for many students, back to the bottom of the pile for them, and not enough concentration on the basic level of speaking the Irish language. If you have a view, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.